Before there was a United States of America, this was the largest city within its modern boundaries. In fact, its size still marvels those who consider its origins over 1,000 years ago. We go there on today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. They are a cut above the rest. Check them out at exmark.com.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic Iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Before there was a United States of America, this was the largest city within its modern boundaries.
In its time, it was the largest ancient American Indian site in the entire United States. In fact, in all of North America, north of central Mexico.
Mark Esri is speaking of Cahokia Mounds near Collinsville, Illinois.
About 6 square miles in size, for 4,000 acres approximately, as 120 mounds, a lot of plazas with the mounds around the plazas, and the largest single ancient mound in the United States.
Today, from the mounds of Cahokia, you can see St. Louis just a few miles to the west. Both were great cities with a purposeful location.
Best estimates range in the neighborhood of 15,000, maybe 20,000 people here at its peak. Obviously, its location here at the junction of the Mississippi and the Missouri rivers and the Illinois River, not far away, is very important for the trade connections. I mean, they didn't have horses or other things back then to move anything around, so they used canoes.
But perhaps what impresses visitors the most today are the mounds here.
There's some documentation that there are as many as 120 mounds here. There's about 85 that still have some part of them left,
including the largest mound in the United States. We climb to the top next time as we travel the countryside. In Collinsville, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.